That capacity of 850 tons per month is more than double the weight of vaccines that the agency usually transports on a monthly basis. But while the scale of the task is daunting, the stakes have never been higher, said UNICEF Executive Director Henrietta Fore. The estimate is based on an assessment of global air freight capacity and transport routes to get crucial inoculations to poorer nations under an international COVID vaccine program called COVAX. UNICEF said shipping will mostly be handled by existing passenger and cargo flight systems, and UNICEF expects that commercial airlines will be able to deliver those vaccines to almost all the 92 countries in greatest need. Charters and alternative transport options would still be needed for some small countries and others with access challenges. I'm Li Lingtan in New York.